In the alcoholic beverage industry, the manufacturers release two separate yet equally important drinks. The tasty beverages that we actually want to drink, and the horrible flavors we would like to forget. These are the taste tests. So, I've brought you all in here because we have got to come up with some great names for some mixed drinks, some party shots. We want the college kids coming in and ordering this stuff, but we got to have a great name so they know what to come in and ask for. So, what are the college kids asking for? What are they talking about? What's the deal?
Well, you know, I think everybody's just sick and tired of taking, you know, a shot of the same old thing, you know. I think, you know, it's more fun when you have like a half shot of this and a half shot of that, and then you have to, you know, shoot them both, mix them in your mouth, and get this great flavor going on.
Nipples.
That's a party right there.
Nipples.
Nipples.
Exactly. Nipples. What? Every word that was coming out of your mouth just screamed nipples.
Because there's two of those, one on each side.
Two of them. Smooth, creamy, buttery nipple. Done. Next. All right. What else we got going? We need something dangerous. Something that makes you scared. Rattlesnake.
Rattlesnake. Yes.
Oh, rattlesnake. Oh, I don't even care what's in it. Rattlesnake. Fucking write it down. Done.
Got it.
All right. Now, something soft. Something cuddly. Something. What can we do?
Something that loves you but is a bitch at the same time.
My wife.
No, a pussycat.
Oh, pussycat.
Yes.
That's right. Okay. Yes, pussycat. Pussycat, done. Three times done. Okay. Now, what are the kids doing? They're all naked. They're rolling around. They're out near water and sand and penetrating each other. On the sand.
Sounds like sex on the beach.
Yes. Is what it sounds like. Done.
That's another one.
Okay. So we need one more to just fucking end this meeting, get this over. I don't know. College kids in their dorms jerking off. Porn star. Done.
Porn star.
Done.
So we have all these great flavor names, but what are we going to call the package?
Oh, I don't know, motherfucker. Maybe Twisted Shots. This is Case by Case, the Boozecast, with Matt and Kenny. We are sloshed Samaritans, and we're here to drink the prepackaged drinks. They're everywhere, and we're going to see which ones are good and which ones are horrible. So, let's start the show. And today's no different than any of the other days, because we are going to start with Kenny's News Corner. What do we have going on?
All right, well, today is just an interesting tidbit of about a man who was puzzled by a glitch in the Matrix.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is he a red pill beta cuck?
I don't know, but my daughter talks about this all the time. She's like, she's very adamant that we're all living in a simulation, and you can prove it by when you see a car that's an unusual color, that you will literally see that same color within the next couple of minutes.
Yes.
And yep. it it does kind of come true most times.
And then there's the whole deja vu thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
All that. And then, you know, of course, we all want to be Keanu.
So here's what this guy, he spots a COVID sign in an abandoned Blockbuster store.
A COVID sign.
So, yeah, because, I mean, everybody knows that Blockbuster pretty much closed almost all their stores years ago, let alone since COVID.
There's one still open.
There is.
There's one.
Yep.
I believe it's just one.
I think it's just one.
Yeah, I think there's one. It's on the West Coast somewhere, I think.
I can't remember, but it's a novelty. And so now the whole town supports it. They literally... the B&Bs and anything, hotels, they all go out and buy DVDs or DVD players just so they can help support the Blockbuster.
The local Blockbuster.
Yes. Yep. And, but anyways, this man, he was totally confused whenever he walked past a Blockbuster video and noticed a COVID-19 social distancing sign inside the store. And so he decided that he'd make a TikTok, because that's what everybody decides. Yes. Like, oh my God, I see something weird. Let's TikTok it.
Every middle-aged man has a plethora of TikToks.
Yeah. He was like, yeah, I'm going to TikTok on my real phone and TikTok on my bat phone.
Yes.
And my,
TikTok it everywhere.
Yes. So let's see. What is the rest of this? It's like the...
So was it inside the building, like in on the window?
Yeah. And so we even got the guy's TikTok name, and if there's a way to look it up, because this boomer does not have a TikTok. So I have no clue.
I think it's all scandal. Because the thing that threw it off for me was the fact that boomer and TikTok. I don't buy it.
Oh.
So, yeah, so there was a COVID-19 sign inside the Blockbuster. Well, holy shit.
Yeah.
Yes, he had to. Yeah, I don't think that's the Matrix. I think that's, maybe that Blockbuster was used for storage or something, and
maybe they were given shots.
Yeah, well, here they renovated plenty of places temporarily just to give shots. I mean, it used to be during Halloween it was Spirit.
Now it's like, and then it was the COVID mall.
Yeah. Well, we shut everything in the fucking world down, and then now now it's just all empty, so we got plenty of places to set up the clinics, and we got Spirit must be shit in their pants. There is so much real estate open for October for Spirit to come in and just fucking grab it up.
Yes.
And sell it. And then, speaking of COVID-19, do you think there's going to be any scary COVID costumes coming up in October?
There's always the sexy nurse.
Oh, the sexy.
Lots of those. Maybe there'll be more of that.
Sexy masks. Love me a good sexy mask. Yeah, and then maybe you can be the scary Blockbuster building with the COVID sign inside of it. You could have the front of you can be... automatic doors. It just opens up to a COVID-19.
I think it'd be funny if you just had a family that just did like regular costumes, and then everybody wore a mask, you know, like, so everybody dressed up like the Scooby-Doo gang, but everybody had masks on.
Yes. COVID-doo. Oh man, yeah. Now my God, have you seen the fucking shit that's going around where they're trying to talk about the horrible things that the COVID shot has in it, and that now it turns you magnetic? Have you seen this?
I fucking hope it does.
Oh my God.
That would be one of the coolest superhero
fucking
things.
Great superpower. We're fucking a country of fucking Magnetos.
Magneto Man.
Yeah. fucking A, I want to be an X-Man even if he is the bad guy. So there is this, and it's Wisconsin or something, I can't remember, but there's this big town hall meeting thing where all these people were coming in, and then this one woman comes in and claims she's got some medical information and that there's metals inside of the vaccine, and that people have been reporting that it magnetizes them, and they can stick scissors to them and spoons and forks, and it sticks to them. So then this other Karen, she comes in, and then she's like, well, yeah, so what the doctor was saying about the magnetism, you know, during lunch, I just found something interesting. Can you explain this? And she pulls out a bobby pin and a key, and then she fucking, like, pushes real hard the key into, like, her cleavage area, like, right above it.
It makes it stick.
And then she lets go, but she's kind of puffing her chest forward.
I'm like, look, it's
to keep it on there. And she's like, look, can you explain this? Look. Look at this. And then she takes a bobby pin. She's, like, trying to stick it on her neck, but it won't stick. And she's like, can you explain this? And then it keeps falling off her neck. And she's like, can you explain this? And then she leans her neck real hard to try to get it to stay. Oh, my God. It was the worst thing. And really, I just watched that, and I was like, is that what humanity has become?
That's what it's come to.
Wow. And we've got to find something. And just so ridiculous. And this bitch was in front of cameras on a fucking podium in a professional public setting talking into a microphone.
Yes.
What do you think of this? Oh, can you explain this? Oh, I'm a little sweaty and my key stuck to me.
I bet she would shit if she seen how I could stick a spoon to my nose.
Oh, yeah. She'd fucking would, run.
She'd be like, you're vaccinated.
She's like, oh, my God. You must have been vaccinated thrice. Well, all right. So, enough vaccine talk. Let's really fucking poison our system. I'm not saying the vaccine poisons your system.
It doesn't.
It's just
but this shit we're going to drink is definitely going to kill us.
Yeah, this is so. So I was. This is a far aside from what we typically get. So I was looking around in the local beverage establishment, and I found a little box called Twisted Shots, and you know what's awesome? Because they spell shots with a fucking Z. And they fucking dot the I with a star. These guys are fucking crazy.
They're fucking twisted.
Yeah. Oh, fucking shots twisted. Z. So.
It's like lulz.
Yes. Shots.
Shots.
So it's a 15 party pack. We're not going to drink all 15, but it's all these shots. So we got the Pussycat, which the Pussycat is watermelon vodka.
Oh, shit.
And pina colada vodka, rum, and cream. And so these, and the way these are, the shot glasses, little plastic shot glasses that are sealed on top, they have two channels in them. And then there's a flavor on each side. So sounds like the Pussycat is the watermelon vodka on one side, and then pina colada vodka with rum and cream on the other. Then we got the Rattlesnake. I was going to make Rattlesnake. There you go. I was going to make a Rattlesnake sound. I was like, I just realized I don't know how to do that. All right. Rattlesnake. Diluted tequila. Thanks for letting us.
Thank God it's diluted.
It down. And then lime liqueur. I've had lime liqueur before. Actually, I really like lime liqueur. It's quite tasty. Tequila, but we'll see. All right, so the buttery nipple. I've heard of slippery nipple. I've never... But buttery nipple? Butterscotch. But yeah, I still thought that was slippery nipple.
Yeah,
I guess maybe
they probably can't
wherever.
Use the word slippery nipple, maybe. Yeah. Or the name.
So that one's butterscotch vodka, and then vanilla vodka. With cream.
Sounds good.
So then we got Sex on the Beach, which is banana and pear liqueur.
Bananas and pears?
Yeah, I wasn't familiar with the pear with the sex on the beach, but and then cream liqueur on the other half. Then lastly, we've got the porn star.
Yeah, that sounds the best.
Which is raspberry vodka and the blue curacao.
Yes, even the flavors sound the best.
They do. These sound good.
This rattlesnake reminds me of the and speaking of pear, prickly pear. Cactus juice.
Oh, yeah.
Remember the cactus juice?
Yep, I do remember.
For some reason,
that
reminds me. Rattlesnake and cactus juice.
Yep. But yeah, if it's the kind of lime liqueur I'm thinking of, it's more of a creamy lime, like a key lime that I've had before that I really enjoyed. Mm. But from the looks of it, so nope, it's just clear.
Oh,
so
no.
That probably more is like a cactus juice type of thing. So some of them, like the Pussycat, it's you can see
that's a cream liquor on one
side. It's creamy. It's a creamy pussy cat. I said cat. The porn star. Well, that's just blue.
That must be because of the makeup.
Yeah,
Blue on one side and pink on the other.
Yep, like cotton candy.
That's cool. So because it's pink only if you're looking at it the right way.
Yeah, you gotta really get it in the light. And then the sex on the beach, and then and then we also got the buttery nipple, which it's got that creamy thing on it. So they look really cool.
You know what I bet? I bet because wasn't it TGI Fridays that came out with the different like shot drinks or something like that. Remember they had the mudslide
the
slippery nipple?
The big old giant.
Yes.
Yeah, TGI Fridays.
I bet you they have the rights to that name. And so these guys, nobody else can use it.
I bet you. Yeah. Yeah, on some of that stuff, they probably got it. So it's a really cool package, I have to say, because then it gives us information on each shot on here. So for the Pussycat, it's what's new.
What's new, Pussycat?
So what's new, Pussycat? A groovy twist of sassy watermelon and smooth pina colada. Our newest addition is the cat's meow. Well, fucking, let's try one, man.
Yeah.
Let's fucking do this shit. Yeah. So we're going with a Pussycat.
Yeah.
So this is the...
it's got a little nice foil lid.
There's the watermelon pina colada. Weird sounding, but...
Yeah, because watermelon and coconut, interesting.
Yeah, that's an odd one. So, all right, let's pop the top. Oh, and I think maybe I mentioned it, but yeah, 20% alcohol.
Oh, yes.
So
this is going to warm my belly. Give it a good sniff. It smells like watermelon, for sure. And I can smell the vodka. Holy crud.
All right.
Or the rum. Is it the rum? Or
There's rum in it. It's the rums in the creamy side.
Whatever it is, I can smell the alcohol. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's literally almost like it's kind of a vodka tequila smell.
All right. Well, let's shoot this son of a bitch.
Let's do it.
All right. Good.
The pina colada side was good. I don't know if I really like the watermelon mixed with it.
It doesn't mix well.
No.
Those should be separate. No, the pina colada, and it's weird because I can taste them separately. They don't mix.
No, they don't.
No, they don't mix well at all. I can taste each one independently.
The creamy pina colada was pretty good.
Yeah. The watermelon's still in my mouth. It's sticking around.
Man.
It's got a shitty aftertaste.
Yeah, just leave it. Leave it.
Yeah, we're not taking that one. We're leaving it.
Yeah, I've tasted better pussy. Cats.
Yes. Oh my God, Kitty. I forgot you murdered cats and Ethan.
Only deep fried.
Deep fried pussy. Cat. All right. So, we've also got... I'll just go in order. A classic temptation. The buttery nipple. No one can resist this playful pleasure. The butterscotch flavors flirt with vanilla vodka with cream and will leave you begging for another. Man, they're fucking good.
Yeah, I'm tempted. I have temptations for some tasty titties.
I don't know. Something moved in my pants when I was reading that. My pant legs got shorter.
That would be the rattlesnake. We have not got to that one yet.
No. All right, so buttery nipples. So I've had the slippery nipples before. They're good.
Yes.
Get the old butter shots.
So many people would order those.
Oh, yeah. You get the butter shots and then... shit, what's... It's just rum and butter shots, right?
You know, it was butterscotch and Bailey's. And Bailey's.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Butterscotch and Bailey's.
Yep, butterscotch and Bailey's.
Let's see. Well, there is a date code on the side of mine, but it doesn't really make any sense. It just says 20-5-7-11, which that doesn't make any sense. So it just must be line.
Yeah, I'm not getting anything off this either.
Yep. Okay, I'm going to open it.
Mmm. Yep. Smells butterscotchy.
Yeah.
Smells like Grandpa's pocket. Because he kept Werther's Originals in there. Yeah. Get your mind out of the gutter. Get your mind out of the gutter. Jesus Christ. All right. All right, let's try this sucker.
Let's do it. That was really good.
That's good.
I love that.
That's
one.
A fucking slippery nipple.
Mm-mm-mm.
Buttery.
It
yeah.
was butterscotchy. And. Yeah.
That's precisely what I expected.
That's vodka. Because vodka doesn't have much of a flavor. But that's.
Yeah, they're using vodka in all this shit. Because, let me look at the.
Maybe that's
because the rule. Pussycat was watermelon vodka and then pina colada vodka with rum and cream. So that pina colada, man, they should have just left that. They should have just put like the rum and cream on one side and then the pina colada flavor on the other or something. I don't know. Watermelon was a weird fucking choice. Buttery nipple was butterscotch vodka. And then vanilla vodka with cream.
There you go.
So it's just straight up.
You could definitely
vodka.
Tell the difference because I mean, obviously Bailey's is got that whiskey flavor,
mm-hmm.
and so
these are gonna definitely not really hold true to the actual drink, but they're doing a decent job.
It's good. Yeah. I mean that what is it called, the buttery nipple? So mm-hmm. the buttery nipple was a good drink.
Yeah. No, I'd say that.
It was a good shot.
Yeah. Yeah, that held up. So here. So we don't just start fucking downing shots back to back nonstop. if you're going out to the bar or something and then you're going to order shots, like you want to, a bunch of people are together, you're having beers, and then it's round of shots, what are you going to do? What's your... go-to shot if you're going to order some shots for people?
Man, I don't even do it anymore. But, I mean, it used to be. I mean, you'd go with something easy in the beginning. And so the first thing we would go for was, like, maybe a slippery nipple.
Mm-hmm.
That was, one of the first things we'd go for. Then there was then we'd start to get, a little more adventurous. Not much more. But we'd go, like, Tequila Rose.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody always would go for that.
Yep.
What else the other shots? And then once you start really getting into it, so here recently we found some like raspberry flavored tequila.
Oh yeah,
that was really good. I don't even like
coming
tequila.
From a non-tequila man.
Yeah, not even like tequila.
That's
but it was
something.
It was good. And there was some other flavor of tequila that everybody was really dying for us to try, but they were out. They didn't have it.
No.
Man.
I, one that was just fucking awesome. So went to Minnesota one time and then it was a fucking TGI Fridays. Went there and their drink special was the Purple Nurple.
The Purple Nurple.
And it was purple nurple shots. And it was a little bigger in a shot. It was like, oh, half a solo cup, and then probably that about a third full of this. But it was like a cranberry, and it was fucking purple as shit. I don't know what all was in it, but we were drinking those. Man, you just fucking just toss those back, and they Real were easy. Fantastic. And then, oh, his jokes of order the blowjob shot for people, you know, mm-hmm. Which I think is really just more like Bailey's with some whipped cream on it. And then you're supposed to, you know, put your hands behind your back and pick it up with your mouth and then toss it back. And then I've done the Jaeger bombs, which those lead to a rough night. I've not been one to order the rounds of those, but I've been around the rounds of those.
Yeah, I've had plenty of Jaeger by itself, but I've never mixed it with anything.
So. Yeah, the Jaeger bombs are pretty good. I mean, it's really? Just, yeah, it's just too fucking old to be doing those. But, and then, oh man, and then I used to hang around with some guys, and we'd go out and we'd go drinking, and this one motherfucker would always order shots of Wild Turkey.
Ugh.
And jeez. After we've been bar hopping,
yeah, that's
and
too
then
much.
Drink that, and it's like, oh, you fucking asshole. And then, of course, and everybody be puking on the ride home, you know, somebody was DDing, and then everybody else was either had puked, gonna puke, or fucking having to yell pull over because I'm gonna puke.
Yeah.
Cause somebody's gotta be an asshole and fucking do the turkey.
Years back, I was on the road with some guys, and we were in Wyoming, and some guys like, hey man, you ever tried Yukon Jack? And I'm like, no, I don't know what you're talking about. And he's like, yeah, here, we're gonna get a shot. So they pull it down, and it looks like it's gonna be whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
It's just some generic version of Southern Comfort.
Oh god,
it's not good.
Yeah, Southern Comfort's a rough one too.
Super duper sweet.
Mm, that's so sweet, and it's just like a just a gross sticky.
Yeah, it's. I mean,
Captain is pretty sweet, but fuck, Southern Comfort is just like. Like, you could pour that on pancakes. It'd be like, yes. Damn, that's some sweet syrup for these pancakes.
It always surprised me, the people that would drink that and be like, take multiple shots of that. And I mean, like, I take one of those and I'm done.
Yeah.
That's it.
It's like, fucking just like ate peanut butter.
And that's what surprised me, because I thought, oh man, we're drinking some, you know, hardcore. We're here, we are in Wyoming with the cowboys, Yukon Jack. I thought we were getting like man whiskey. No, it was fucking not.
Hey boy, you're new in town. You ever had the real shit? I'm talking sour apple pucker. You ever fucking dare to try a shot of peppermint schnapps? Oh my god, fucking Die Cooper. Ruined my teenage years, because that was all we'd get half the time, is just fucking, yeah, like you brought up cactus juice. Yeah, no, we had a fucking fifth of cactus juice. Fucking every other goddamn schnapps, peppermint schnapps. Just, yeah, horrible. Horrible things. Things that should only be mixed with other things, yet we were just drinking them.
Yes, like, just drinking them straight.
That's how stupid we were. It's just like, blueberry schnapps. Sounds like a good straight fucking drink to me. I'll drink this all night long.
Is those commercials that lie to you? Like, ooh, Disaronni on the rocks.
I know. Oh my god, I was just thinking about that the other day.
It's like if you're desperate, maybe. Yeah. Yeah. It's like, man, I don't want to drive, and we don't have anything left but Disaronni. Put them on the rocks.
Yeah. No. And this is so fucking funny. At least to me. Probably nobody else, but so I'd never had amaretto before, and then I didn't know what it was or anything. So I saw that stupid fucking commercial. If you remember it, mm-hmm. is that saying the amaretto? Because then all these people ordered, and was like, I'll have amaretto in this. I'll have amaretto in this. And then this woman comes up and all sexy is like, I'll have amaretto on the rocks. And then the fucking dude gets a big old boner and he's like, ooh.
Ooh, she's a real lady.
I'll also have an amaretto or a Di Serrano, yeah, Di Serrano on the rocks. And they fucking like clink and drink, and you know, we only assume they like
lived happily ever after. Hardcore
fucked in the alley behind the bar.
Oh, jeez, bathroom sex.
Bathroom
dumpster sex.
Dumpster sex. That's what fucking Di Serrano, I think.
Oh my God, that's what it is. It's Italian for dumpster sex.
That was their tagline on the commercial. Di Serrano, Italian for dumpster sex. Get your fuck on. Yeah, but so I bought the fucking... I bought some because I was like, well, I'm curious, and I saw it, and I'm like, yeah, I'll get that. I'll try it. So I fucking poured some Di Serrano on the rocks, and again, it's just like, Jesus, fuck, it's maple syrup in a glass with some ice. What the fuck? And then I learned, oh, yeah, nobody in their right mind drinks it fucking straight. It's a fucking mixer. What the fuck? Fuck you, Di Serrano. You fucking drink amaretto straight. Who the fuck does that? Yeah, no, fuck you and your fucking dumpster sex. So, okay. All right, well, I'm ready to fucking do...
Oh, yeah, let's move on. We're ready for the next flavor. I think
we're ready for a rattlesnake.
Let's do it.
Which is once bitten.
We're going back to the 80s.
Fuck yeah. Was it white snake? The white snake?
No, it wasn't white snake.
Because
I'm
just thinking snake.
Once bitten, twice shy.
Yeah.
Once bitten, twice shy, boo. That was pretty good.
I pride myself in my 80s horrible singing. Yeah, so the rattlesnake, once bitten, twice tempted, a tequila kick and a bite of lime mix in your mouth and leave you tongue twisted. Not for the faint of heart.
I told this that is... to many girls.
Do you just say, hey, can you mix this in your mouth? It'll leave you tongue twisted. Hey, if you don't mind, I have this weird kink. Can you mix this in your mouth?
She's like, you're a jerk. I'm leaving.
All right, I'll mix it in my own mouth.
Yes, it's true.
Oh, twisted okay, so rattlesnake. So this is some
clear. Lime. We got clear liquor on one side.
Yep. Which,
green liquor on the other side.
So it's the tequila and the lime. So.
Oh, my gosh.
Ooh, I smell... Ooh. Is that real tequila? Does it say
no,
tequila
it's, vodka? No, it's fake tequila. It's got to be. Ooh. It
diluted tequila.
Diluted.
Yes, remember.
That's right.
It was the diluted tequila.
It's that's pretty strong tequila that was diluted.
Yeah, it's...
It's.
Yeah, I'm a little scared. I don't smell any lime.
It's a little margarita-ish.
Oh, all right.
I'm getting heartburn just thinking about it.
Let's go to Margaritaville.
Let's do it.
Well.
Oh, wow. It's got a little bit of salt flavor in there even.
It does. It's a... Yeah, that lime really kicked up. Boy, that diluted tequila is...
It's such a unique flavor. It's tolerable. And I could drink a couple of those, and I wouldn't complain about it. But if you got sick,
and puked
this
out.
Is going to be what you taste.
Well, you know what's really sad is when we do get sick tonight.
That's going to be
all of these.
I'm going to guess that this one's going to haunt me the worst.
Time, you're going to be fucking... Pussy rattle. Nipple star.
Pussy nipple snake.
Sexy. Old pussy snake.
Yeah.
God, if there's one thing, it's always the old pussy snake.
Oh, well, my goodness.
So, yeah, that one, that had to be like, you know, there's top shelf. There's, I guess, mid-range or mid-shelf. There's bottom shelf. That was like under the kitchen sink tequila.
It was under the kitchen sink tequila. Yeah,
that's where you keep that. You keep it under the kitchen sink.
It was. It was like, it's like, I mean, well, you couldn't help but think of a overweight, hairy guy while you drink that.
I got, let's see. Well, I keep this here in case I'm desperate or I have to disinfect a wound.
I don't even know if I'd pour that on a wound.
Right next to my pop-off vodka. It's, oof. Sorry, pop-off, but you know your place.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, that one wasn't great, but it wasn't. The lime actually was pretty good. Yeah, I got that big old tart lime kick to it, and that was pretty tasty. It was that real shitty tequila, which, you know, I don't know. I paid like $15 for this whole thing, so what the fuck did I expect?
Yeah, seriously. So, really?
It's like $1 a shot. I was like,
can't expect them all to be humdingers, yeah, right?
No.
Okay.
But you got to ding a Hummer.
That's my favorite way.
All right. What do we got next? We got some hardcore sand in your ass fucking. Cause life's a beach, bitch. Sex on the beach. You may want to curl your toes for this pear and banana blend with a cream liqueur twist. Give in to the temptation.
I can kind of see where they were going for the banana and the pear.
Yeah, I don't. Is that a? Is I mean, it, sex on the beach? If you order a sex on the beach,
no,
because it's not, it's a shot. Nothing. Typically,
it's not. It's, that's not it's the a full, flavoring. But it's a I think drink, right? I think what they're trying to do is this mental. Yeah, now this could be a stretch. But think of an eggplant and a peach.
A pear.
Yeah,
some big old fucking pear nuts.
Wait a minute. So maybe this is going in the wrong way. Why, but a banana and a pear, that oh, no. your version of the pear, you know, with a banana is not going where my mind was going.
You said peach. That's why I immediately thought the pear was gonna be the dick. It's a banana and a big giant pair of nuts. Oh, fuck, geez. Maybe these things have hit harder than I thought.
Yeah, obviously. Oh my gosh.
All right, so take that back.
I'm shaking it off. I'm shaking it off.
Oh. All right, so...
So we got we got the creamy side.
Yes, we've got the creamy side.
The other side, is that peach or orange? What color? I'm going with orange.
That color. Is that's banana and pear liquor. That's what that side is. And then the cream liquor.
Okay, so cool. Banana cream.
Banana and pear. Ooh, very banana-y. That's another shot that there was, I think it was just called a banana shot or something, where it was basically like a banana cream schnapps that people would get.
Yeah. This has a very familiar smell to it. And it, I mean, it's very, like, reminds me when I paint, the last time I painted my living room.
Is it turpentine?
Or just latex paint.
All right.
Okay, I'm ready.
I didn't taste banana at all.
Yeah, just a little bit. I mean, it tastes like a very ripe banana because it was sweet, and it was good.
I got the cream.
Yeah, liquor. The cream overpowered it very.
But man, I got like nothing. It smelled really strong like banana, but
yeah, I definitely got the banana smell
on the taste. So
yeah, the cream overpowered it.
Yeah, that was.
But it was good. I like that one.
Yeah.
I love ripe bananas, so...
It wasn't... I don't know. It didn't remind me of housework. her home maintenance. Oh, man. I'm still trying to recover from that pear. There's going to be... Oh, I hope that kickstarts a whole new trend of pear emojis.
Yes.
People putting pears on the back of their trailer hitches on their trucks. Truck pears.
Oh
my. Oh, I had to actually clean my glasses because they got too hot. From crying. Oh, man. So, last, but most certainly not least, is the porn star.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
So, which this shot I'd never heard of before, but a fun twist for any party. Our flashiest flavors tease your taste buds with raspberry vodka and blue curacao. It will turn heads and leave them blushing. Also, there's a whole bunch of fucking involved. That was a real... That was a real blatant statement for him at the end.
Well, let's see here. So we got pink and blue.
Mm-hmm.
So it reminds
me. Looks
real
cool.
So it reminds me of Harley Quinn.
I got cotton candy.
Who is the cotton candy? Both quintessential icons for porn stars.
Yes.
Ah.
It's
so good. I like it.
It is very cool looking.
I hope it's as good as a.
Well, I mean, raspberry and blue curacao. I mean, that's got to be.
I mean, that's cotton candy and, I mean, a little bit of orange flavor. But
yeah.
We'll see. We'll see what they smell like.
Smells raspberry-y.
Smells like a shot that I should drink.
Yes. No, fucking doubt it.
The raspberry.
Yeah, that was good.
It was good.
Got a little bit of citrus at the end, too.
It's just
got that raspberry, and they got that little...
Just a little bit of sour.
Uh-huh.
Just the perfect amount of sour.
Yeah. I'd say that's probably the best one.
Mm-hmm.
That old porn star.
Well, I like them all, but I mean, I'm starting to like these ones with the cream flavors mixed in with them. But, you know, that was really good.
Yeah. No, those were tasty.
Mm-hmm.
I do enjoy...
I recommend this pack.
Yeah. That's fun. And it was fun... Yeah, if you got two or three people and you want to fuck around and try some drinks like this, that's great. Mm-hmm. That's a great idea. A party pack. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And then, you know, we've got six people, buy a couple. Shit.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. And it's pretty good. Yeah. Everybody gets one shot to try.
And it's not crazy hardcore shit. I mean, it was 20% alcohol. So, I mean... It depends on who you are, but you could probably get through. I mean, I can get through five of these.
Easily.
So,
I could have two of a couple of these.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I'm impressed. That was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
I have to say, and it was a fun break from some of the seltzer shit.
Yes, you know, it doesn't have to come in a 12-ounce can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah, it doesn't. So don't be afraid to venture outside of the 12-ounce can.
Just like I've told women my entire life, big things can come in small packages.
Yep.
Yeah, it was... Yeah, no, that was really good. I'm glad we picked that one, because that was tasty and fun. And yeah, I could see. It's almost like it's like an adult... the jelly bean, you know, jelly bellies. It's like adult jelly bellies. It's like, ooh, this one's supposed to taste like this. Oh, it kind of does. Crazy buttered popcorn.
Yeah.
However, I don't want to get the fucking the prank pack one.
Where it's like the boogers, earthworms. Is that Bernie Botts? Is that what they called him? It was, and they also had the, what's his name? The wizard.
Yeah, they had the Harry Potter.
The ones. Harry Potter yeah. stuff. Yeah.
Bean Boozled is the one.
Bean Boozled.
That's the one. Yeah. Where, yeah, fucking horrible. Those are. That's a cruel thing it is. To do to somebody.
I wouldn't touch him with a 10-foot pole.
It was bad.
I've seen all kinds of people come up with these earthworms, dirt. Yeah. There was there was some that was, there was some that was like barf.
Yeah, the barf one.
Puke or something.
I fucking played that. And so what it was is the Bean Boozled, you had a spinner. And then, so it was your turn, you had to do the spinner, and then it would land on one. And so you got the segment, and they're mixed together.
You have no clue what you're getting.
So there's like peach or barf. And what's fucked up?
Chocolate or earthworm?
Yeah. And like, I don't know how they did it, but the fucking flavor doesn't kick in for about a second or two.
So you're chewing.
So you could lick the fucking jelly bean. You have no idea. Like, you have to put it in your mouth, and you have to bite into it. And it takes, like, a second or two for you that flavor to actually kick in.
So that way you have no clue. You can't just get it close to your lips and go, oh, I'm out.
No. Yeah.
They trick you.
You have to chew that motherfucker. It's like it's chew-activated taste. And, man, I played that, and I got one of those goddamn barf ones, and holy shit. Who's the flavorist?
I've seen the show. I've watched the guy that worked there. I've watched him. They actually have a show, and it was the Science Channel or some crazy shit like that, that actually had the guy, and he was talking about his job was to actually smell things, and they had a machine. They literally had a machine that would that could sense the chemicals that were in it, and they would turn around and be able to sensitize that same, and that's how they did it.
Yeesh.
And so, but the worst part was, is these guys that worked there, they literally had to taste everything.
Jesus Christ.
They had to literally taste earthworms, real earthworms, and the fake stuff that they got to make sure that they were accurate. They actually,
you couldn't pay me.
Don't tell me about the earwax.
Oh, yeah.
And the puke.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. How do you do that?
Horrific. Yeah, that's horrific. Ugh.
That same show that showed some guy that worked for NASA, and his job was to sit there and smell everything. Everything that goes into the rocket ship. That he had to smell them, and he'd have to put it in a container and let it off gas, and then go back and smell it and measure how much off gassing. So that way, they knew that anything they sent up in the spaceship wouldn't off gas and kill everybody in the rocket.
That's crazy.
Same shit.
Yeah. Well, so I'm glad we didn't get twisted shots boozled.
No, thank God. We got High Noon boozled.
High Noon boozled last episode.
Oh, my God.
We still don't have any update on that yet. So, we'll put stuff out when we do. So, Twisted Shots. And I don't know, is this just the brand Twisted Shots? Is there a mother? TwistedShots.com, drink responsibly.
We're going to go check that out. Let's see if they've got other flavors.
Independent Distillers USA, manufactured in New Zealand.
Oh, look at those guys. Rise up lights.
I had to bring my rise up light to open that box. I was more Australian, but same diff, whatever. Good job. That was fun. That is a good idea. That is an adult party favor that you can have some fun with and then get a little tipsy. Which is my favorite way to have an adult party. With some nipples.
Yep, and
sex.
Yep, porn. I like the pussy nipple route. Pussy nipple snake.
Yeah. Pussy nipple snake, of course. Well, on the beach with some sex and porn.
Porn. Yep. Porn. Yeah, beach porn.
Pussy rattle butter sex porn.
Don't search that. Do not Google that.
Put that in Pornhub now. It's a secret code. You can watch Avengers Endgame for free.
For free.
All right. So, yeah. Verdict.
great.
Fucking, you're free to walk the streets, and I got gave you the key to the city. You got me fucked up, man. Yeah, no, that was a good one. I would highly recommend that for anybody. So good job, Twisted Shots. And as we've said before, you can check us out at https://www.casebycasepod.com. And that'll has all the links to our social media. You can stream the podcast from there. You can stream the podcast from all your favorite podcast listening tools like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Pandora, all those places. And anybody wants to send us something, let us know how shitty we're doing, how much you hate us, all that kind of stuff.
I love hate mail.
Yes, yes, hate mail. Great, great. So, KM, as in Kenny, Matt. So, KM at casebycasepod.com. That'll go straight to our inbox, and we'll eventually maybe read it, and then tell you go fuck yourself.
Yeah. If there's any trolls, we do have a Twitter.
Yes. Yes, it's at casebycasep. We also have Instagram at casebycasep. And then Facebook on there. Facebook and Instagram are all tied together, so you can find us both those ways. And we're going to start doing possibly some YouTube stuff. We'll see. We don't want to just post some bullshit, you know, just audio-only stuff on YouTube, so we'll see what happens there. Nothing so far, but we got some thoughts. So, all right. Well, I think that about wraps it up. So, that's the end of the show. So, this is Matt.
This is Kenny.
And we will see you later.